I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to revisit the Trump administration's travel ban, along with an update, and we have a few more answers and questions to add to the conversation. Plus, this month, we want to share with you the needs of a very special people group, plus the ways that you can be part of changing their lives for the better. But we'll get started in the United States, where tomorrow, President Trump's revised executive order limiting travel from six Muslim countries goes into effect. Now, the revised order blocks most travel to the U.S. for 90 days by citizens of Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. It also suspends admission of refugees for 120 days. Bethany Christian Services' Donna Abbott wonders.
They're already vetted, so we're really confused as to why they're included with all of the travelers that come and go from the United States when that group is vetted by five security agencies within the United States. It's a two-year process.
For those who've been vetted, they're in a holding pattern, and if their security clearance expires before the 120-day moratorium is up, they have to start the two-year vetting process over again, which could turn into a life-or-death situation.
We're waiting for a child who has some severe health needs because of being wounded during the escape, and it's very likely that he could pass away during this time frame, simply because his need for health care is so critical.
There are still things that we can do to be part of the solution on a divisive issue. First,
our responsibility is to go back to what the Bible tells us our responsibility is, right? To the widow, to the orphan, to the prisoner, to the alien amongst us. Refugees represent all of those.
We're going to shift our focus now to a different kind of community, where intellectual intolerance in universities has recently come under fire from an unlikely advocate, Stanford University's former provost. Universities have increasingly become more political and intolerant of opinions that disagree with theirs. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe shares.
It was very exciting to read an article by the former provost at Stanford University questioning universities about this and asking if universities want to remain faithful to their objectives to really educate people, how must universities change so that they actually welcome a diversity of ideas and viewpoints?
But on the social level, Christians can help change intolerant thought by building relationships with non-Christians.
The reality is when people encounter Christians only through the eyes of a news report or social media, it's the loudest, angriest, and in fact, often the most bigoted voices that are projected. But what I love is when non-Christians meet a Christian and then they say, you are not at all what I expected.
Pray for universities to listen and hear the gospel and for Christians to vibrantly reflect Christ. And finally, this week kicked off Deaf History Month. It starts on March 13th and runs until the middle of April, since three key events in deaf history occurred within these dates. The first deaf public school in the United States, the first U.S. deaf school of higher education, and the appointment of the first deaf university president. Now, all of these events in deaf history have a similar theme: access to knowledge and learning. But Chantel Pagan, advocacy director with the Deaf Bible Society, says scripture access with the deaf is still a problem. 98% of the deaf community is unreached with the gospel.
Some topics that I think are really prevalent are just the idea of access. The deaf community has been limited in accessing the gospel in their heart languages.
The Deaf Bible app features over 20 sign language Bibles. Learn how you can use these tools to share Christ with the deaf, or how you can pray at missionnews.org.
We have such a huge opportunity in today's day and age to not only acknowledge what the past has brought to our attention, but also acknowledge the future for the deaf community and how Deaf Bible Society can partner in meaningful ways with the community around the world to see that they would know the hope of Christ through the Bible in their heart language.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners of supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on iTunes or TWR360. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.